We'll have closing statements by the candidates for up to 3 minutes, and we're going to do it alphabetically, last name. So, Lori, you get to go first.
You know, I've been an A all my life, and so I'm used to them. Anyway, let me give you my spiel. I've lived in the neighborhood for 27 years. I have been active in the community, very active, for 20 years. I worked for 16 years in very difficult situation to try to do redevelopment in the North Long Beach Project Area Committee, which included 7 council districts and Bixby Knoll. We did hundreds of millions of dollars in improvements. We bought the parkland that Al's talking about. That funding for that park could have been handled in any manner at all whatsoever. It did not have to be a burden for the developer.
Right.
I have a background in finance for 35 years. I started out working in a bookkeeping and tax company. We had 360 small business clients. I understand about small businesses, how difficult it is. You're having to deal with an increase in the minimum wage and now the possibility of an increase in sales tax. I know what a challenge it is for small businesses, and I think we need to work on alleviating the constant barrage of demands on small business. I've worked in a medium-sized manufacturing company, and I've worked in a Fortune 500 company. I've done major downsizing in this aerospace company that I worked in. Went to Orange County Transportation Authority, and I just happened to, the timing was just perfect that as I got there, the bankruptcy hit. And so people fled like lemmings. And I learned a lot about downsizing a major public entity. It's very, very difficult, but decisions can be made. We cranked out scenarios and came up with a 15-year roadmap to recovery that I helped author, and we brought it before the Orange County Board of Supervisors, and it was passed. That's one reason, with this background, that I was able to be on the Mayor's Budget Advisory Committee. And I have to tell you, the City Council agendas have a little fiscal impact statement at the bottom that didn't exist until I suggested it. I got that from the Orange County Transportation Authority. The other thing that the agenda needs to have, it needs to have alternatives. The staff shouldn't be bringing to you, or to the City Council, final decisions to be made, and all the alternatives are not discussed before the public. The alternatives need to be brought before the public. People need to be discussing the issues. And in terms of bringing things before the public, that's what having regular community meetings is all about. That's why it's a dialogue. You don't tell people what you're doing. You listen to what they have to say so you can help solve the problems that are going on in the neighborhood. It's also good to bring people together throughout the district so they can meet each other, so they can know what the issues are, so they can work on them together, so leaders can bond and share ideas. It's really, really an important aspect of community. And we've been missing it for 4 years now. And I like getting a newsletter, but it's not enough. So my plan would be to bring back the community meeting and to work more closely with the 9th and the 7th district in terms of coordinating efforts. Sorry, I didn't even see. I was so So anyway, vote for me. You can go to my webpage. It's at laurieangel.com. Thank you so much.
So you have a choice before you, and I want to first of all thank the Los Cerritos Neighborhood Association for hosting this event. I think it's important for residents to see the candidates, to hear our ideas. I'm the only candidate up here who has actually delivered. I've been your city council member for the last 4 years, and I think I've done a pretty damn good job on your behalf. I've delivered for you. This community looks a lot better than it did 4 years ago. Business along Atlantic and throughout the district a lot more vibrant today than it was 4 years ago. Our community is much more engaged today than it was 4 years ago. To hear that this community is not engaged, I think is laughable. This is one of the more active areas and more engaged communities in the city, far none. Right? I look out along this crowd, and I've had personal one-on-one conversations with most of you. I've been completely accessible with most of you. I have never done anything to embarrass or shame or discredit this district in any way. I've served with integrity and pride and service in my office. You know, to hear that that we're not engaged as and that business needs to be, we have issues with business development is a slap in the face to the 8th District staff who's worked extremely hard on your behalf. For the past 4 years, it's a slap in the face to the business improvement in the district, is working very hard on your behalf for the past 4 years. We're making progress, and the chemistry is right now in the 8th District. Uptown is now relevant. We are strong. We have this airport issue, and I think we're going to get through that, and not everybody agrees on that, right? But we're going to get past it, and we're going to prevail. I have led this district with everything I have. And everything I could for the past 4 years. I'm asking for 4 more years to complete the work that I've done and to complete the progress in Uptown. Continuous progress. There's no reason to push a reset button. I've given you no reason to do that, right? There's no egregious action that is happening to push a reset button or to try a new experiment. I'm the one with experience and I'm the one who's delivered. Al Austin, LBC.com, I'd appreciate 4 more years. It has been my pleasure and an honor to serve you. Thank you very much.
Well, I also would like to thank you for coming out this evening and giving away some hours in a night. It is no little thing, and it shows that you, like me, care deeply about our city, about our neighborhood. I am a businessman, and that's how I've spent my life. I've made cuts when necessary to overtime. I've made sure it's competitive at all times, and now highly competitive in an industry that itself you have to be on that front line and cutting edge. I'm an auditor. At the highest levels, I have looked at large budgets. I spent 5 years of my life doing that, and there's no higher level to do that at than a Pricewaterhouse in downtown LA at the companies I was looking at. I understand budgets. I understand what it means to make cuts and to prioritize and to find things that have been hiding out for a while. As your councilman person, I dedicate myself and will commit my staff to standing town hall meetings throughout the district, throughout the city. We will make sure our neighborhoods are listened to. We'll make sure our opinions and our pressing issues are taken care of. Long Beach is a beautiful and wonderful city. It's why we're here. It offers everything. It's got a great port, world class. It's got a great airport, niched in perfectly for who we are and doing just what it needs to do. It's got world class colleges, landmarks, wonderful neighborhoods, weather like you can't believe. We're here for a reason. And we want this to stay beautiful forever. We want to make sure Long Beach is the best and strongest city in California for you, for me, for our children, far into the future. And a vote for me will keep us and move us further along that path.